Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, leadership considers changes to the motion to vacate. Number two, the DCCC wallops the NRCC again, and Jim Jordan's roadshow. Let's get into it. A big scoop, if I do say so myself, because I was involved in it, but a big scoop at the top of the AM edition this morning. Top House Republican leaders and aides are privately discussing using the debate over the $95 billion foreign aid package to make it harder to oust Speaker Mike Johnson. This would be a rules change. Right now, any member could file a motion to vacate the chair, which triggers a potential snap referendum on the speaker. This is how Kevin McCarthy was booted in October, and how Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed she's filed a motion to vacate Johnson already. With Johnson facing what is, I mean, very heavy opposition from the Freedom Caucus and other hardliners over the foreign aid package, the leadership is discussing embedding language in the rule for the foreign aid bill that would raise the threshold needed to file motions to vacate. Now, Nancy Pelosi had, when she was speaker, only party leaders could file such motions. McCarthy, as you might remember, agreed to lower that threshold to one back in January 2023, which ultimately cost him his job. He couldn't have won the speakership without doing that, though. Johnson has not made a decision as to whether he'll pursue this. I could say this all definitively and 100%, but Johnson is not, has not made this decision yet. He's getting pressed by scores of members to raise that threshold because, you know, the one person threshold is very difficult. It's very difficult to manage the institution if one person could boot you out. This all comes as, you know, as Johnson is facing a very, very difficult legislative climate. He is trying to pass $61 billion for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel and the Gaza war. It was stuck on Wednesday night. The Ukraine funding is causing huge problems with conservatives. The Republican leadership is trying to push through a border bill, which, of course, will never go anywhere in the Senate. And it was stuck in the Rules Committee. They couldn't get it out of the Rules Committee late last night. The fate of this bill is unclear. The Rules Committee is going to meet at 10 a.m. this morning. It's difficult to overstate how tenuous a situation Mike Johnson is in right now. If you think about where Kevin McCarthy was, and this was only because he raised... He cut a spending deal. Johnson is going hard on Ukraine. And again, this is just the most tenuous situation I've ever seen a speaker in, undoubtedly. And, you know, to his credit, he's finally leaning in on Ukraine. He had a moment on Wednesday afternoon where he said, "I think providing lethal aid to Ukraine right now is critically important. I really do believe the intel and the briefings we've gotten, that is something that I thought I would never hear from Mike Johnson, who was a Ukraine skeptic. He said, to put it bluntly, I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys. My son is going to begin in the Naval Academy in the fall. This is a live fire exercise for me, as it is so many American families. This is not a game. This is not a joke." A very forceful statement from Johnson. Number two story of the morning, the DCCC has walloped the NRCC. Once again, the DCCC raised $21.4 million in March for a $45 million first quarter, outpacing the NRCC by $12 million. The DCCC has $71 million on hand. Compare that to the NRCC, which has $45.2 million on hand. That's a big delta. I mean, listen, the DCCC always does outpace the NRCC, or most of the time outpaces the NRCC in the fundraising front. But this is particularly pronounced, especially with a brand new speaker. So this is going to be up to the super PACs to make up the difference here. The CLF has outraised, they didn't outraise the House Majority PAC this time, this last filing, but they generally do outraise the Democratic Super PAC. So a lot of money in this race. I don't think either side is going to be looking for money, but just a massive delta there. Number three story of the morning, House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan is hitting the road to boost two top campaign issues for Republicans, border security and crime. He's going to Philadelphia on May 3rd. The panel has already held crime-centered hearings in other blue cities like Chicago, New York, Tucson, Arizona. He'll head to Arizona May 10th for a hearing on the U.S.-Mexico border. Grand Forks, North Dakota. Johnson will team up with Kelly Armstrong, the Republican candidate for governor in North Dakota, on May 29th. On these issues, Jordan said he wanted to send a signal to Joe Biden. We could talk about both of these issues, which we think are critical. This administration needs to change. So this is another chapter in Jim Jordan taking his message across the country. It is it's not unusual to have a committee chair out there talking about issues around the country, but the locations are interesting and the members are interesting. Juan Ciscomani in Tucson. Ciscomani is a vulnerable House Republican, and Kelly Armstrong, who is a candidate for governor. And with that, leave us a rating and review. You could subscribe to Punchable News at punchable.news. Have a great day and stay safe.